There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back from ForkFest 2015, and we're kicking off the second hour of the program. Of course, it's open phones as always. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss here on Free Talk Live. Although, all night long, we're going to be talking to some of the interesting denizens of ForkFest. There are all kinds of people here, many of whom are here for the first time, that some are offering products and services. Some are selling food, a lot of it without government permission, which I think makes it taste even better. I don't know about our audience here. Does food taste better when you know that the person making it actually has not paid for government taxes? Yeah, I think so. I'm glad I'm not alone in that belief system. Daryl, you're with me tonight. Hey there.
Yes, I'm here, and I'm actually on Friday. I'm going to have what is probably some unregulated, uninspected trout.
Oh?
Yeah, there's somebody down in Agoura Valley, which is what they call the vendor area, where you have to order the trout at least a day ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And it's all local trout. You get to pick what herbs it gets cooked in.
Wow.
And I'm getting a large trout fillet cooked in rosemary that will be available for pickup for me Friday at 6 o'clock just before Free Talk Live.
Neat. So you really had to put a lot of time and thought. Like, you had to pre-order this thing.
I had to pre-order it. I knew that because of when I ordered that I didn't want it today.
Yep.
The one-pot cook-off is Thursday. And, well, all right, that leaves Friday. And let me have it for supper.
Cool. There's all kinds of neat services here, and one of the more unique ones that, and one of the more noticeable ones, has to be Strategic Shelters. And Adrian is here from Strategic Shelters. Are you the creator, the originator of this project, Adrian? Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much. No, it's actually myself and my business partner Bob, and we are installers and of below ground shelters and caches.
I had never been inside one of these things until today, and you took me on a tour,
yep.
Albeit a brief tour. It's not much larger than a jail cell, but mm-hmm. You know, I would say it looks bigger on the inside than it does from the outside.
Right. What we have here is a pretty basic unit. It's up on a trailer, so mm-hmm. You know it sticks out here, and so the door is set about 11 feet off the ground, but when installed, it would be right at ground level. So,
right. And you got some stairs going up, yep. And people have been going up and down all day long and checking it out. What's the feedback been like from the attendees here? Because this is the first, didn't you tell me this was the first time you've ever put this thing out on display like this?
Correct. Because kind of an important angle to our business is the operational security or the privacy that we maintain with clients. So it's kind of a step out for us to display something like that, and but the feedback has been absolutely outstanding. I mean, I'm wondering if everyone hasn't been in the thing yet so far this week. So it's pretty cool. Everyone has to at least go in and check it out.
Well, I have not been inside of the thing. I'll definitely come check it out possibly tomorrow, if not then Friday or Saturday. But I will get over there.
You can't miss it as you're walking around.
Oh, no, I can see it from where I'm vending, and I was wondering what the stair... I just see this staircase going up into the sky from where I'm sitting, and I'm like, why is there a staircase just going to nothing? But apparently it goes into the door for these strategic shelters.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be the purpose of one of these shelters? Because obviously New Hampshire doesn't get the tornadoes like mm-hmm. what they do down south where I'm from. So, like it would not be a tornado shelter. And if you go in there for hibernation in the snow, like you'll get snowed in. So what would be the purpose?
Well, the shelter we have on display here is built as a tornado shelter to start. And then what we do is they're built down in Georgia, and we have them shipped up here, and then we modify them to the customer's specifications. And typically, people want either a habitable shelter, like a 1950s style bomb shelter. They also want maybe a safe room out of it, so not necessarily protection against a nuclear war, but mm-hmm. Just a place to hide if they needed to, like a safe room that's maybe outside of their home.
Or okay. maybe a trap door in the bedroom or
exactly,
something like that.
Exactly. And we can do, you know, all sorts of funky entrances and hidden ways to access it. And also we go as simple as non-habitable spaces, just like an underground cache where someone might want to store some food or supplies that they feel they may need. And so typically somebody who buys something like that is pretty involved in the prepping movement.
So has anybody ever come to you and said, I want to buy one of these things, but this is a little too small, so I need something a good bit larger, and I need a fireman's pole going into it and a changing room so that when I slide down the fireman's pole, I get put into my Batman suit and then I can jump into the Batmobile once I hit the ground.
Okay, larger, yes, no fire poles.
Yeah.
But that's not to say I wouldn't do it.
Is that your fantasy, Daryl? Is that what you...
No, I'm just wondering if, you know, anybody has determined or decided to become Batman to, you know, like fight all of the villainous government agents that we have.
So I was in there, and it seems, you know, it's obviously someplace you wouldn't want to spend a whole lot of time. It would have to be a pretty emergency-like situation, and in that case, I imagine you'd be willing to shovel some snow away from the entrance. What about
right,
heating
but
down there?
Once you're inside, it's hard to shovel snow to be able
well,
to get out.
You would have
out.
To go out periodically, right, and, you know, make sure that it's clear. So what is the heating option for this thing? How
okay, well, when it's below ground and you have it, you can get it down below the frost line, you know, in the winter
yep.
here, or the frost can be quite deep, but so the ambient temperature of the earth, you know, will be in the 50, 55 degree range mm-hmm. typically, and so it'll actually be a nice cool area. Now that's a little cold for most people, so
yep.
you can add a pretty basic heating system, like an LP gas heating system that doesn't have to run much, and really in a small contained unit. It doesn't take much
to heat that
more
thing,
than
yeah.
body heat. The bigger issue than the heat issue is the moisture issue, and mm-hmm. so we add an air exchange system, you know, to make sure that the air can come through and you can get some of that moisture out and it's a little more comfortable.
And also get fresh air.
Correct.
Yeah, and I imagine that's something you'd have to also dig out during a winter time as well, wherever that air is coming.
Depending
in,
on how tall the pipe is.
Yeah.
Right. We make sure that that's not an issue.
Yeah. So you handle the you don't manufacture it, but you custom outfit them. Is
correct.
That right?
Yep.
And
yep.
then you do the installs as well.
Yes. Yep.
And are you just focusing on New England, or are you going to hit it up anywhere anybody's willing to pay you to come out to?
Well, I guess, I mean, you know, this will cost anything, but
sure.
typically we are New England
yep.
Specific. However, we have kind of branched out into some retail things via our website, so we are doing business nationwide.
Cool.
Yep.
So anybody who wants to buy one, you can help them with that
yep.
as far as install goes. Maybe you want to focus on New England, and you've got some... Do you have recommendations, or are there people that they'd have to dig up to find? Like if they were in California, they wanted someone to install it.
Well, I would have to think about that, but if somebody
okay.
contacted us, we can certainly get something rolling and make sure they're hooked up. Yep.
What about
cool.
into Canada? Because, you know, like up in upper New England, there are parts mm-hmm. of Canada that are actually closer than, say, like parts of New York. So
right.
would you go into Canada if it was close enough?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't worked in Canada yet, but, you know, I suspect that thing isn't, you know... The thought of having a storm shelter isn't so far-fetched for most people.
Sure.
And so, you know, with some modifications, there's no, very rarely is there a legality issue. There's some zoning things that sometimes come into play, but really it's not a massive concern. So, yeah, we would consider anything. Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't know if there was some kind of weird international law that you were aware of about, you know, some sort of habitable place not being able to cross the border.
It would be fun bringing
something.
That to the border.
Right, right. Now, there... You know, what we have on here displayed is a steel shelter, you know, like I talked about. But we've also done concrete things and some precast concrete shelters that come out just awesome, too.
Mm.
You know, it's a little different design depending on the site. You know, the cost varies there. But
it definitely looks like a hit here at Porkfest. Every
right.
time I'm walking by, somebody's walking up those stairs to go in and check the place out. Strategicshelters.com, you can go there. And you know, we talked about price earlier. These are actually pretty affordable, I
yep.
think. I think they're within most people's reach if they save up for a little bit.
Right, probably. Right, right. So, yeah, that, I mean, the unit we have on display here is about $10,000
yep.
plus installation. So.
It's a big big unit, too.
It is, yeah.
It's cool. Adrian, thanks for stopping by and being on Free Talk
Live.
I really appreciate it. And good luck showing this thing off. I think it's obviously going to be one of the most probably talked about things here on Agoura Valley at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. His website, again, strategicshelters.com. We'll come back with more with Angela Keaton from antiwar.com coming up next from Porkfest 2015.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live here at Porkfest 2015. It is a good time for all who would dare have it. And there are a lot of people here having that good time. In fact, there's a bunch of people here in our studio. Thank you to everybody for coming out here tonight. Really appreciate having you here. And because I know there's a lot going on. I know there's a lot that you could be doing right now, but you're spending some of your time with us. So thank you for that. And thank you to all of our wonderful guests who've come out to explain whatever it is that they're doing, because everybody's got their own story, their own thing that they're up to, and why are they at Porkfest? What's their motivation? What are they doing here? Angela Keaton, what are you doing here at Porkfest 2015?
Well, I don't have a metaphysical answer for that, but I'm going to just say that I am here because antiwar.com is very grateful to those in the Free State Project. So many of you are donors, monthly donors, peace activists, and place this issue at the top of the list of things to do. So we're just very, very grateful, and we're glad to be out here, courtesy of Roberts and Roberts. And
yeah.
So we're just... Yeah, I'm doing all the plugging. I'm here to plug.
Antiwar.com, we know it, we love it. It has been around for, what, 2 decades now?
Around a long time, yeah.
1995?
1995, yes, 20 years of in
That's
December.
Huge. That's a long time for any website.
That is a long time, because it seems as though the anti-war left, like, you know, they didn't really get going in the 90s, like, as soon as Bush started dropping bombs, they came out, and then when Obama continued dropping bombs, they sort of went in hiding. But antiwar.com has not gone anywhere, and you know, you guys are persevering. Like, there's an FBI lawsuit against the FBI, I think it is, that got filed, what was that, like a year and a half ago?
It's been a long time, I think 2012.
Yeah, and I realize that, you know, like, pending litigation, so there might not be a lot that you can say about that, but what's the status? Can you
it's
give us an update?
It's still going on, that's what I'll say. It's still
it's
going
still,
on.
Still
yeah,
going
yeah,
on.
No, it's actively going on.
And, you know, I've often said that, you know, based on the way these weird warrants get done, especially, you know, the ones that we found out about thanks to Edward Snowden, to where the government can investigate people based on blanket sort of things, it would not surprise me if there's some kind of investigation that the federal government does on everybody that is associated with somebody that is under investigation by the FBI. Well, would that be safe to say that that's a likely assumption?
I guess I try not to think too hard about that, or I'd be paranoid all the time.
So that basically means that everybody that donates to antiwar.com and everybody that knows somebody that donates to antiwar.com is possibly a target for investigation, but that has not deterred me, and it's not deterred a lot of other people. And Angela, I wish that I could give you guys all the money that you need, but I don't have it.
Well, you're one of our heroic donors, so thank you. Thank you so much for what you do for peace.
Things got hard for antiwar.com after this FBI thing came down. A lot of your longtime donors kind of chickened out, from what I understand. And
it did. You guys it's, you know, it's been a fight forward, and lots of fun things happened along the way, like the Google ads. End of Google ads.
Else.
You know, it's just things that happen along the way that are part of the job, and some of it's all pretty funny, actually. And eventually things do work themselves out. It just takes a little while, and you have to think a little bit differently about how you're going to go forward, but they do work out. And yeah,
so antiwar.com stands. It's still there. It's still bringing the most principled news about not going to war and getting out of war that you will find on the internet anywhere. I mean, it's the source for all things anti-war, right?
Yes.
I'm not exaggerating when I say that. And is there a fundraising drive just kind of going constantly now? Because I know you guys used to do this, you know, shorter-term fundraising drive, but that was before the FBI thing.
I'm constantly panhandling for fees. Yeah. I'm constantly sending out messages through the chip in my brain. All of you, it's all peering out. You can all feel it. Feel the, you know, antiwar.com. Right, donate to us. Yeah, no, things have changed. It's just because yes, Google AdSense, that particular controversy didn't help either, but
although the sort of response, the Liberty community response to the Google AdSense
was fantastic, but
yeah, with Bitcoin Not Bombs doing the Don't Expose Evil meme contest, and I think I got third prize on that one, and
yes,
Ernest Hancock, when he was going through the entries, he thought that a Google ad had popped up in among these entries. because I did this drop-down bar of expose evil and then all of the horrible things that have happened to people because they've exposed evil.
Yeah, sure.
Expose evil, lose ad sets. Expose evil, get arrested. Expose evil,
Edward
get sentenced
Snowden.
To 35 years in prison. Expose evil, get threatened with life in prison, commit suicide. Hashtag don't expose evil. And I think that some people sort of miss the correlation there of the various things that have happened to various people. And I realized that Aaron Swartz did not exactly expose evil, but he was downloading free government documents and got threatened with life in prison. And the federal government pushed him to the point to where he decided that he would take his own life. So, you know, like it's something that it touches me. When you see what the government does to people that are trying to put out information.
It's frustrating. And this is one of the reasons why we're coming together here in New Hampshire, because when we can gather our friends and compatriots who actually care about liberty in the same place, we can have a community where we can come to one another's aid, where, you know, even if we can't end the war abroad, through our actions in New Hampshire, we can certainly lessen the violence against the peaceful people who are our neighbors. And, you know, the government is at war with us. We are the people, you know, yes, it's bad to have war around the world, but we also have this government putting our own people in prisons who have never harmed anyone else, whether it's someone who's exposing evil or just somebody who wanted to sit down and smoke a joint and somebody came up behind him and put him in handcuffs. I mean, the guy from Juice Caboose, that happened to him a couple years ago. He was at a fair and he was just smoking a joint outside of his Juice Caboose and then looked up and all of a sudden two cops were in his face. I mean, so this happens to us. It happens to our friends. And if we have a family of people who love freedom in the same place, we can stand up like people did against the two revenue agents who came here earlier this week, where there were two dozen people that within 10 minutes of their arrival had gathered around them and were basically shouting them out of the park. I think we can have that kind of response on a more regular basis if we have a large concentration of activists here. And so please go to the Free State Project website at freestateproject.org. Of course, antiwar.com has been here year after year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think you've been at Liberty Forum as well, if I recall correctly. And, you know, it is, and that's because this is a group of doers. This is a group of some of the best activists in the world. And I expect that's part of the reason why you're here, Angela.
And very proud to be here, too. We're really at the heart of the Libertarian Peace Camp. So,
well, I want to thank you for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. Of course, Angela Keaton from antiwar.com. You go there, you get hooked up with always the latest information about the various different outrageous international conflicts around
and
the world.
They take Bitcoin.
That's right.
That they, you know, of course they'll take the war dollars, but they'll take that peace money too. So
yep.
If you have some Bitcoin, antiwar.com/donate. And are you guys doing something now to where I can make a recurring payment in Bitcoin? Is that possible?
I'm pretty sure.
Very cool. Angela Keaton, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate having
you
here.
Thank you so much.
There's more on the way. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, live from Porkfest 2015.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. Attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All loans subject to one debt score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Go into your calls coming up here. Also want to tell you about Quantum Vive. It is the Liberty-themed epic sci-fi webcomic story. And it has concluded. Volume 3 of the series will be available from booksellers starting the last day of June, so that's coming up. But advanced autographed copies can be purchased directly from Big Head Press. That is the Wednesday before, that's today, at the upcoming, that's right now, Porcupine Freedom Festival. So stop by Site 27 if you're here. I saw Scott Beezer. He is here. He's, I'm sure, happy to autograph things for you. And, of course, Scott is one of the guys behind Big Head Press. Quantum Vive Venus 23 launched online recently. It's an all-new story set in the same fictional universe with new characters and some familiar ones. You can check it out for free at QuantumVive.com. Again, that's QuantumVive.com. Ian Darryl in the studio here. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts since I have no way of actually activating my phones myself. Normally we have our own little control panel that's hooked up to the internet. Hopefully my board operator can give us Ron in Durham, North Carolina, listening to Talk Radio 850. Ron, are you with us?
Hey, guys. Yeah, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I wish I was up there with you, man. It's been like in the 90s, almost 190% humidity all week. Well, that's a great place to be.
Yeah, it's really nice up here right now. It's been breezy all day. It's been a little sunny, and it's starting to cool down for the evening right now. But anyway, what was on your mind tonight?
Well, it's an annual thing you guys do up there, right? I mean, does it ever coincide with Bike Week up in Laconia?
It does, actually. Bike Week was what, earlier this week, or is it still happening right now?
I think Bike Week was last week, so I think that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is generally the week after Bike Week.
Yeah.
But if Bike Week in New Hampshire, and I have no clue, but if it's anything like Bike Week in Myrtle Beach, it lasts for about 3 to 4 weeks. So I don't really know if that's how it happens in New Hampshire.
Well, I know when we were driving up here on Sunday, there were a lot of bikers on the road.
It's a great turnout. I mean, my mom was up there in Stoddard, and I tried to coincide a trip to visit her with the Bike Week. And it'd be great if I could also, you know, kill three birds with one stone, spend a couple of days up there next year. But anyhow, a couple of questions for you. First of all, is there a bunch of dudes, or is it a sausage fest, or is there a lot of women up there, too?
Well, I don't know what the percentage is, but, yeah, I want you to get, actually, Daryl's counting around the room. I would say close to 50% right here, just eyeballing the room, maybe 40% female.
Six females, 11 men.
We've got one lady here saying 30%. You're saying for the general festival, 30%. Six females to 11 men in the room,
yeah.
So that's
okay.
About
40%. Well, that makes it a little bit more appealing for sure, you know. I mean, I don't think of activists and libertarians, you know, as women, a lot of times it seems like
it's mostly male. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But over the years, the female contingent has, I think, grown.
And now there's seven females.
Yeah, I think
the population in the room just went up of the female gender.
All
yeah,
right.
So
well,
thank
good
you.
To know. That's good to know. And another quick question too. There's been a lot of talk, at least down here, you know, about, you know, the Confederate flag. And it's sad that it's gotten hijacked, you know, and interpreted as a bunch of, you know, racist kind of things. But to me, when I think of the Confederate flag, I think of, you know, like, you know, screw Washington, more power to the states, you know,
right.
Smaller government, states' rights, that kind of thing. And is there a lot of Confederate flags up there? Has the movement up there adopted that, or is that kind of a taboo thing up there as well?
I wouldn't say it's taboo, but it's not particularly common.
Most of the people in New Hampshire that I see waving a Confederate flag, basically they're trying to symbolize that they're a redneck. If I were personally to wave any historical flag to symbolize freedom, it would be the Bonnie Blue, and that's a flag that most people are not aware of. And I saw some confused looks on faces when I said Bonnie Blue. It's a blue flag with a large white star in the middle, and it was one of the first secessionist flags in American history. To where
from
it,
where? Where was it from?
I believe it originated in Georgia and South Carolina.
Okay.
So it never really got adopted as official flags, but it was an unofficial flag for secessionism.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of flags in the Liberty Movement, Ron. You'll see, you know, the classic coiled snake, come and take
don't
it,
tread on me.
Don't tread on me. You'll see
the black and yellow, the anarcho-capitalism flag.
Yep.
There's somebody that's selling all the variants of anarcho-fill-in-the-blank. And I actually want to get a black and white because I really like the way that looks. It stands for anarcho-pacifism, but I don't consider myself a pacifist. But to quote Lee Wright, who ran for the Libertarian nomination for president in 2012, I'm not a pacifist, but I don't think I have to kill anyone to prove it.
Ron, anything else you want to share or any questions?
No, not at all, man. I just want to say congratulations. Keep up the good work. I wish I was up there. We enjoy it with you. And
next year, we don't know what the dates are going to be, but it's generally the first week in the summertime is typically when Porkfest happens, so you might want to just pencil in on your calendar and start planning now because it's an awesome time, and I recommend it. And thank you, Ron, for your call tonight.
Hey,
really appreciate it. Yes, sir?
Put some ads in Cosmopolitan magazine or something. Get some pretty women up
there. I don't know about that, but thank you for the call, Ron. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-453, and you can join us there. You can also join us here in the studio as well, as some of our guests are doing. Demelza Hayes is with us now on microphone number 3. Demelza, where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Oh, wow, me too. I was born and raised down there. Where in Florida?
Tampa.
So I'm fairly nearby. I was actually originally from Sarasota. You are here at Porkfest. Are you here for your first time?
This is my first time here. I'm with my family.
How is it?
It's really great. We're having a reunion here.
Oh, that's so cool. What a cool idea.
That is an amazing idea, and if more of my family likes Liberty, I would invite them
too,
to show up and have a family reunion in the White Mountains.
So, Demelza, what brought you to the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Well, As I mentioned before, my family's here. Some of my family
are live in New Hampshire.
Oh no, they're just here for pork fest.
Well, what turned you on to this? I mean, how did you find out about it in the first place?
Well, my aunt got me into libertarianism when I was younger, and now I work at the Mises Institute in Auburn, Alabama.
Okay. So you're not actually in Florida. You're originally from Florida and working in Auburn?
Yeah. Well, I'm working in Auburn for 3 months, but actually I just came from France. I lived in France where I completed my master's degree.
Wow. And I heard Mark said we've got to talk to Demelza because you are going to be moving to Liechtenstein.
That's correct. I'm moving in August to complete my PhD.
In what?
In economics.
Okay, so is there like a focus, or is it just because I know generally PhDs are fairly narrowed down, because I've got an aunt that has a PhD, or not PhD, but she has a doctorate in piano theory. So it's not just a doctorate of music, like it's very focused. So your PhD in economics, is it like focused on something?
Well, my PhD will be in economics, but my dissertation will be on cryptocurrency.
Oh, really?
Different aspects
awesome.
Of Bitcoin and altcoins.
So you're a big fan, then, I guess, of cryptocurrency?
I am.
So, Liechtenstein, why? I mean, why did you choose to go there? I've heard that you, again, we haven't met before tonight, so I've just heard that you determined that Liechtenstein is the freest place, and that's where you want to go.
I think that's true. I think it's the greenest grass for me right now at the moment. It's a good place to have a family.
Mm-hmm.
It's family oriented. It's it has a lot of the culture has a lot that I can respect, and it's also very libertarian. The prince just wrote a book called The State in the Third Millennium, and he in this book outlines that governments should transition into voluntary service companies instead of having monopolies
really?
Over their citizens.
I like this guy.
This is the Prince of Liechtenstein?
Prince Hans Adam II.
And he's the highest ranking guy there, right? Like, they don't have a king, they're a principality?
Exactly.
I've never heard of that before. There's a monarchy with just a prince? Or
yes.
What?
Yes, so there's, like, various levels of... I guess monarchy would probably be the best word to use. So some countries are kingdoms, some are principalities, some are duchies, meaning that the highest-ranking guy is either a duke or a grand duke, but he basically acts as a king. He just does not have the title.
Demelza, do you want to stick with us and talk a little bit more about Liechtenstein coming up?
Definitely.
All right, hang on. Demelza Hayes is with us here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Maybe New Hampshire isn't the best destination for freedom. We'll find out more here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
You, me, and BTC is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
We're sitting down with Mr. Jason King. If you want to work with the government, feed homeless people, man.
Jeffrey Tucker, what possible is the Bitcoin space? It sounds a little like science fiction, but if you wait enough time, it becomes a reality.
Angela Keaton from antiwar.com.
This is what the United States does with all these killer robots. For Bitcoiners, this is a way to get around that.
Subscribe at youmeandbtc.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live, live from PortFest 2015. It's the 12th annual edition of this this excellent event. It is camping in the woods. It's not rustic or anything like that. There's, you know, running water and bathrooms and showers and all kinds of fun things to do during the day, whether you've got a family or, you know, you're a couple or single or whatever. There's just fun stuff here at PortFest. Also, educational material as well. I've got the schedule that I've pulled up. We'll talk about what happened today a little bit later on and, you know, maybe a few of the things that are coming up tomorrow as well. This is a packed full week of all kinds of interesting presentations and social activities and parties. Of course, it is now getting dark outside here in Lancaster, New Hampshire, in the White Mountains, right in a place called Rogers Campground. We've been doing this here for years. Free Talk Live has had the pleasure of being able to bring this to you every single night. And Daryl, thanks for coming in tonight, sitting in for Mark while
he takes
a night off with the family.
And I'll be here on Friday when you take a night off
to go
dance and party dressed in your tutu.
That's right,
and Rainbow Buzz's hat.
Big gay dance party on Friday, the very last one. We had Buzz on earlier this week. Right now, we've got Demelza Hayes, and she is moving to Liechtenstein because you've determined that this is the freest place, at least to your liking. You said the prince actually has written some sort of book or paper about how government should be more voluntarized. I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth. What, is that what you were kind of getting at? Oh, sorry about that. Try one more time.
Oh, definitely. In his book, The State in the Third Millennium, he outlines that governments should transition into voluntary service companies where they have agreements with their citizens to offer services. And if the citizens do not want to use those services, they should not be forced to associate with the government. And in 2003, he tried to give citizens the right to self-determination through the right to secession in Liechtenstein.
Wow.
However, the parliament threatened to veto it, so they compromised and agreed that the municipalities would be able to secede. So right now, as long as you have at least a majority vote to secede from Liechtenstein, you can.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And this guy has been in charge of the country for how long?
He's been in charge, I think, since the 1970s.
But he still has a parliament to answer to some extent?
Yes, it has parliament, it has direct democracy, and it has a monarchy.
What happens when he dies and his tyrant little kid gets in control?
I really like the way that they pass down power in Liechtenstein because actually what they do is they pass down power to the next hereditary family member before the king dies, before the prince dies. So they'll, so he's already passed it down to his son, Prince Alois. And Prince Alois is doing the day-to-day management, but he's still the fios, the prince.
And so the prince that wrote the basically, you know, government should become voluntary, he's still sort of the head of state, but he's not the head of the government. Is that sort of accurate?
That's accurate.
So, so I mean, is there any indicator of this other prince, the younger one? You know, is he kind of in line with his dad, or is he like Rand Paul, where he's not even a shadow of his father?
Well, I think he's in line with his father. He has discussed many times that he thinks that people know how to spend their money to satisfy their wants better than the government can. Mm-hmm. So he definitely believes in allowing individuals to decide if they want to pay taxes or not. I mean, they should pay taxes if they want to be part of the country, but he supports their right to secede.
Where do these people come from? I don't. That this is shocking to me. How come there isn't a free Liechtenstein project? I mean, what? Why is this the first time we're hearing about it?
There's no free Liechtenstein project because it's a 30-year naturalization process to become a citizen.
Oh my. Okay.
So they don't let people in. You have to speak German to be accepted into the country. The only way that I was allowed to get a visa was through attending the university.
Wow. So let me ask this question, because I love finding these various international rankings to see which countries wind up ranking the highest and lowest. And there's a Canadian university, it's Simon Fraser Institute, university, and it's some institute within. And they, every year, every couple of years, put out the World Freedom Index. And I look at these, and I've not seen Liechtenstein being ranked very highly. So what is it that makes you see Liechtenstein as the freest in the country?
Liechtenstein's not ranked on the Fraser Index or the Heritage Index.
Really?
Because it only has a population of 35,000.
So it's not big enough to qualify for that?
No.
You don't have enough people for us to declare you to be the freest place, so therefore New Zealand.
Wow.
Basically. They're not even listed. As far as GDP goes, they are the second richest per capita in the world after Qatar.
Incredible.
Wow.
And they have the second lowest corporate tax rate in Europe after Andorra.
That's so very impressive. Andorra is another one of these tiny little countries. And Andorra fascinates me because they've got this weird dual head of state to where the King of Spain and the President of France share the head of state duties over Andorra.
It's the President of France, and then it's a bishop from a very small little town that's in Spain, in Catalonia, near the border. So the bishop, the high priest, and then the President of France.
So you think if Liechtenstein was in these rankings, it would be right up there in the top five, if not number one, beating Hong Kong, perhaps?
I think it would beat Hong Kong.
Hong Kong's only high in economic freedom. They are incredibly low on personal freedom.
How are the personal freedoms in Liechtenstein?
Well, they have a lot of policies that are similar to Switzerland as far as drugs are concerned. However, guns are very accessible.
They are. Okay.
You only have to register them at a local post office. The prince himself is very conservative. He's a Catholic, and he has spoken out against abortion. However, he has also said that this is a service he's providing, and if you don't like it, you can keep your land and just leave my country. So he's providing a service. He's Catholic. He's conservative. He's outspoken about his views. However, there's not a lot of enforcement of drug laws per se, because there's only 35 police in the entire country.
Wow. I think I want to move to Liechtenstein, but I can't speak German.
And even if you could speak
German. All I know how to say is nine. And that means no, and that's really the most important word, right?
Well, and even if you could speak German, it's 30 years, and then maybe you won't be accepted, or maybe you will. I mean, what are the chances for you? I mean, you're going to school there. Does that mean that after you're done with school, you got to go?
Well, there are two other ways to get citizenship in Liechtenstein. One is to go up to the prince and ask him pretty please, and if he agrees, he will let you in.
Or he could say nine.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. The other way is to get a referendum for you to be accepted into the country. So if you get...
They could vote you
they
in.
They can vote you in, exactly.
I've heard somebody promoting something similar in the U.S. to where the only way somebody could come into the country is by a national referendum. And it just seems completely arduous and time-consuming. But with only 35,000 people, it might be a little bit easier. I don't really
know. How large is Liechtenstein?
Liechtenstein is about...
A couple square miles.
It's a little bit larger than Monaco. So it's not that small.
Is it bigger than Liberland? I know Liberland is like 3 square miles or 7 kilometers squared.
It's definitely larger than Liberland. I think it's 160 kilometers squared.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty big. Neat. I think that's fascinating. I'm amazed we've never even really, it's never come across my radar.
Right, because it's never in the rankings because their population is so small. And I never realized that that's how they determined what countries to rank. I just knew, New Zealand's number one and like Iceland's on there and Iceland has a small population.
Right.
And never paid attention to who wasn't on the rankings.
Yeah, the government is fantastic. You can PGP encrypt messages to the government, to the financial market authority. You can PGP encrypt messages to them. All of their budgets are available online on PDF, so you can see where all of their, how much they've collected in revenue, how much they've spent, if they're in deficit or if they're in surplus. They're usually in surplus. They have a very low unemployment rate. It's just on the economic freedom level, it's very high.
And now for economic freedom, something that's sort of been a pet issue for me is sort of free competition of currency, to where instead of having a legal tender law and a central bank and they say, this is what you're going to use or else, being able to, if I want to use, you know, my own money, if I want to make up Daryl dollars, and I have in the past, and they're backed by the full faith and credit of Daryl, by the way, and there's only been like 2 people that have ever used these because I've only offered to use them for 2 people. But does Liechtenstein have legal tender laws? Do they force you to use the euro? Or can you use cryptocurrencies and make your own money?
Well, they use the Swiss franc. They're in agreement with Switzerland to use that currency. However, the Princely family is interested in Bitcoin. I gave a Bitcoin wallet to the prince himself with my boyfriend in February. And we also...
So you met the prince?
Yes.
And,
well, it can't be that hard. I mean, if you think about it, this is a country of 35,000. That's not that much larger than Keene, New Hampshire. It's not too hard to meet the mayor in Keene, right? Like, this is the equivalent.
Yeah.
Right, but, you know, like, sometimes it's difficult because you've got the secretary that's like, no, he's
no
busy.
Doubt. I'm not saying it couldn't be difficult, but it's a small place, right? There's a good chance you're going to bump into him on the street, I would think.
He jogs every morning, and people see him jogging.
And does he have, like, security, or is he just by himself?
By himself. He drives a 10-year-old Audi.
I love it. I hope you'll keep in touch with us, Demelza. I think it's fascinating, and it sounds like you'll learn a lot more, especially when you start living there.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Even though you were sick, you really stuck with it, and thank you for that. We'll come back with hour number 3 here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hyperchromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hyperchromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hyperchromius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way? Their thighs.
Check Talks Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction. On your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is...
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh, boy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.